Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode or start of a new season, season 5 of My Favorite Solutions podcast. I'm your host, Shaven. I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year and, hope big things for everyone. I'm going to get right into it. This episode is titled Culture Shock. And it's not the typical, but basically my opinion on the culture and how us as African Americans and, you know, related cultures, how we process and handle our ways in certain situations, how we handle business, how we handle family. I feel like, you know, saying the word change, that doesn't really mean nothing nowadays. But I feel like there's certain things that we should point out and understand. And I think through understanding, we can truly grow. So stay tuned. So what do I mean by culture shock? I feel like in today's culture, we really have things wrong. And this is solely my opinion. This is based off what I see, you know. So I apologize in advance if I offend anybody with my views of how I see it. But, you know, this is my mixtape, my mindset of how I feel. And as far as the culture, I feel like we've done a disservice to the next generations to come. We've done a disservice to the previous generations of how we act. And I think we, and when I mean we, I mean the African-American culture, the minority culture, we need to do better. So often we push and fight and scream for change, but when are we going to change? When are we going to get better? You know, first way to start that is, how often are we building up one another? And our culture, and this is from my perspective, I see too often that we just tear each other down. You know, we're the first ones to talk about each other. We'll be the first ones to stab another in the back. We'll be the first ones to harm the people closest to us. We'll be the first ones to, you know, not support. But flip side, the people that we complain about, that we've been fighting against, we'll be the first ones in line to buy their products. We'll be the first ones in line to support them in everything they do. We'll be the first one to come to their defense. But when it comes to us, we kill each other, you know, we lie to one another, we hurt one another. And we basically destroy one another, you know? And it's like, how can the culture survive? So I believe we need a culture shock. We need to change how we see each other within the culture, you know, because we have certain segments within the culture where we characterize each other, and there's separation within the culture. You have some people from a higher class, and they see themselves differently than somebody who maybe, you know, or had to, you know, grow up with the hustle, you know, had to grow up in a different type of an environment, maybe a more dangerous environment. Then you have people, you know, like myself, that grew up in the middle, where it's like, I can understand the struggle. I can also understand the highlight. So it's like, but we're all separate. And as the world continues to grow, and how the economy continues to weed out certain people, the gap seems to increase. It's either you got it, you know, we're surviving, or you're struggling, you know? It's like, where are we really making it, you know, in this world? Where are we really making an impact? You know, we can't just be, you know, athletes, You know what I'm saying? Or rappers. And that's our mark on this world. Like, we can do more, you know? And we have to be able to be genuine and not conform to what the world may want or what the world thinks you should be. You know, be who you are. But it starts at home. You got to, you know, support your family in everything they do. Support your friends in everything they do, you know, within reason. You know, support good causes. Don't, you know, this is negative. Don't support that. But even if you don't agree with it, don't talk about it. Don't talk bad about it. If somebody is doing something or they're in a career that you don't agree with, you ain't got to talk about it. You ain't got to be behind the scenes saying, you see what they doing? We don't have to do that. The world will do that for them. You know? We need to do a better job at showing love, supporting one another, supporting each other's black business. Not, hey, I'm just going to post a picture of it and say, hey, I went there. That need to be your everyday thing. That need to be your foundation. Your foundation of places that you support should be within, you know, black-owned businesses. How can we grow if you won't help us grow, if we don't help each other grow? You know, some people will, you know, we'll hire you one time, or some people will, tell people about you or say, hey, you know, I got this job for you, or hey, I'm going to come by. And then they never do. That's not true support. But you're going to go to Walmart, you know, you're going to go to Publix, you're going to go wherever. You're going to go to your little favorite Chipotle or where. Like, we got to do a better job at supporting one another. And so if we truly want change, we, as in the next generation, the millennials and the generations to come, you know, we have to shock the culture. We have to be better. We have to stop this unrealistic mindset that we have, that, you know, we have to constantly tear our brother down. We must generate peace, and we just have to do better. So, you know, that's my overall mindset of it. You know, but I also want to get even deeper into it as it regards to the dynamic of men and women relationships within our culture. This is something that you'll see in a lot of my videos that I constantly talk about, because it's, you know, it's a focus in my life, and I just think it's the key piece. If we can have a person in our life that we can truly trust and be with and grow with, we're always going to be struggling a little bit, you know? It's always going to be a struggle. A man was not put on this earth to be alone, you know? Women was put on this earth, if you choose to believe, you know, I know it's a sensitive topic for women, but to help the man. You know, that's Bible. If you choose not to believe it, that's fine. But I'm just saying, you know, we were on this earth to help one another, to be a key piece to one another. And until we fix that, I don't know. I don't know if we can make it. We may become extinct. But I will talk more about that soon. I will talk more. I will get more into that, more in detail, over this entire season. You know, I want to really touch certain aspects of, you know, our culture versus other cultures. But I'm going to start with relationships. So stay tuned. So to sum up everything, basically what I'm saying is that our culture is working at a disadvantage. Our culture is generally negative towards one another. And we generally just tear each other down instead of truly supporting. And then at times we're unforgiving, you're just unsupportive. We have to do better, because if you look at the other cultures, they tend to, no matter what, support one another and be by each other's side. Doesn't mean that they're better. It just means that when it comes to support and forgiveness, they tend to be a little more better when it comes to that aspect. You know, they're not looking to, you know, take each other's lives off some stupid stuff. You know, we have to change the culture, because the culture is based off of lies and it's fulfilled on something that is just unrealistic. One piece that I want to kind of touch, or one aspect I want to touch, is like when it comes to the dynamic between men and women within the culture. That's the biggest shock. The biggest shock is that the culture said, hey, women, you don't need no man. You know, you can get it by yourself. You're independent. You this and that. You all that. You know what I'm saying? You don't need no man. You could do it without him. You know? You know, that doesn't work. You can have multiple men. You know? You don't got to settle down in anything. Focus on yourself, queen. You know? That is what the culture has taught us. And then as a result, it's been even more negative for the men. It's like, you know what? You can't trust these women. None of these women is loyal. You know, so why settle down with her? I try to settle down, try to be faithful to her. She just going to end up cheating on me. You know what I'm saying? She take me through all this stress and drama. Can I really trust her? Anything I say, then she ready to leave. You know, it's just, this is the culture that we in. You know, that it's like the man can't trust the woman. The woman refuses to trust the man. And that's just what it is. It's like a separation. We have a culture now where the woman is the alpha and the man is the beta. Your woman should never be the leader. You know, she shouldn't lead out. You know, I'm sorry if that offends certain people, but that's what it should be. The man should be the leader. Should be able to step up. But you got to have the leadership abilities, the skills to be able to lead. You know, if not, you know, I can understand women that feel like I don't have no choice but to lead. But at the end of the day, man, we got to become better leaders. We got to become better fathers. We got to become better husbands. You know, we become better friends, better neighbors, better bosses. Because we are, you know, leading people astray. Just by not being there. Just by not being present. Just by not helping. We have to do better. Women, you have to understand, like, you are so vital to a man's success. To not be a part of it, it's just like the ultimate destruction of who we are. And it's like, we need you to be that missing piece, that rib. We need you to be that person of consistency, stability, a person that I can come to and I can trust, a person that I can remove my armor and say, you know, I'm hurt, you know, can you support me? Not a person where the minute we remove our armor, that's when you try to decide to stab us. Like, come on. We in a place now where you can't even open up emotionally to women. Or they think you're a simp. They think you're soft. They think you this, that, and the third. Just for me opening up. But then if I don't open up and I just don't say nothing, then you go, oh, then you get upset why I'm not talking. You know? And unfortunately, this just leads down to a role where we have men that's constantly taking their lives because they don't have nobody to talk to. You don't feel comfortable talking to your homies about it. You know? You don't really want to tell your family about it because family gossip. You know, you think, hey, man, let me tell my woman about it. And she look at you differently. Next thing you know, she with another dude, you know, just because she think you weak. So it's like we have to change that mindset as a culture. We got to work together. If you go back to the foundation, you know, the woman, she was the key piece in the house. And the man went out and he provided for the family. We got to get back to that dynamic. That doesn't mean, women, you can't work. That doesn't mean you can't do your whatever your career is. No, that doesn't mean it. That just means that you're deciding to put your husband, or and your children and your household needs above your own needs. That means, and then for the man, you are focused on providing and protection and treating your family with the care that they deserve above your own needs. You know, it's a 100-100. It's not a 50 thing. We both got to give our all for things to work. And the minute we don't, the minute one person is giving more than the other, that's when you see unhappiness comes in. And when that unhappiness comes in, that's when the devil comes in. And the devil comes in and say, hey, you know, this girl may give you this, that, and the third, you know. And say, hey, this guy is better than him, you know. That's what the devil whispered to you, you know. Oh, look how beautiful she is, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can get her. And next thing you know, you're down to adultery, fornicating, and everything else. We have to do better. The culture got to change. We can't have this individualized, selfish mindset. You want a relationship to work, you have to be selfless. There are going to be bad times. You had to grow in those bad times. And you can't give up. We're too quick to say, yeah, let's get a divorce. No. You got to work at it. Now, obviously, there are certain aspects that, you know, you can't. I can understand why people would want a divorce when it comes to cheating and abusive behavior and stuff like that. You know, I understand that. But a lot of times people get divorced over stupid reasons. You know, make it work. Sickness and health. Like, we have to do better. We have to build trust, and we have to be willing to follow one another. Women, you got to be willing to trust a man, and you got to be willing to follow him. If a man, if you don't want to follow him, don't be in a relationship. You know, our whole mindset is to provide, protect, and to lead out. If you don't give us that opportunity, of course the relationship ain't going to work. You know, men, you got to be able to listen to the opinion of your woman. You know, you got to be able to take her feelings and thoughts in the play. You got to be able to treat her with the love and the respect that is necessary. You know, the Bible says that you guys, a man should love his wife like Christ loved the church. That's everything. He gave his life for that. So we got to do better. And I feel like once we get better in the house, then our culture can change. And so now you'll have more fathers in the home. You'll have less people in jail. And it's just like you'll see a rebirth in the African-American culture to where we can really make strides, you know. But if we don't do that, we'll be forever cursed. And continue to become a mockery, you know? We have to do better.
You can invest.
You just have to do better. And I believe we can do it, but the question is, do we want to? That's what it's all about. Do we want to do better? Thank you for listening to another episode of My Favorite Solutions podcast. There will be many more, and we will continue to grow together. Have a blessed day.